Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam. You are listening to the Asmaul Nabi program with myself Muhammad Bam and online Naibis Maulana Muhammad Ali Maulana. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. And Jumah Mubarak.
Jumah Mubarak to you also.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
Now we can continue the program.
Okay, Jazakumullah Maulana. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah wa kafa. والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كان آباؤكم وأبناؤكم وإخوانكم وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم وأموال اقترفتموها وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره الله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين صدق الله العظيم All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the choicest blessings of Allah ta'ala be upon His most beloved Nabi our leader Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam We thank and praise Allah ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He has bestowed upon us and we ask Allah ta'ala to continue showering His blessings upon us and not to deny us because of our own weaknesses and because of our own shortcomings and because of our heedlessness in not showing the required gratitude to Allah Ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. We are discussing the beautiful names of Sayyidina Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the reason for discussing this name is nothing other than for us to come closer to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to implement his beautiful ways so that we can follow the deen correctly. There is no other way to follow the deen except according to the way shown to us by Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So alhamdulillah, last week we discussed a name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Habib, that means the beloved, and we concluded that it is part of the iman of any believer to necessarily and compulsorily love Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than anything else, more than himself also, so that his deen will be complete. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لا يؤمن أحدكم, none of you is a true believer until حتى أكون أحب إليه, that I become more beloved to him than himself, me waladihi wa walidihi wa nasi ajma'in, his children, his parents, and the whole of mankind. Alhamdulillah. So we learn from there that it is a compulsory requirement for us to love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without which our deen is incomplete. We continue with the same name today, inshallah, which should be the second and the final aspect of the series, that when we say Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Al-Habib, the beloved, then he has been made the beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He necessarily has to be loved, and he is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the true believers necessarily, by nature, love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if a person's iman is true and pure, he will have no choice but to love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is not something that he can say, no, I do not want to love him, I do not love him enough. No, his iman will be of such a nature, Allah Ta'ala has put it in his iman to naturally love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know there are so many incidents that have been mentioned, which we will go into later on, about the love that the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala alayhi majma'in and others have expressed, real, genuine love to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A Sahabi comes in the gathering of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously, at that time, he's still not a Sahabi. A person comes in, whether he comes in by force, whether he comes in voluntarily, whether he comes in as a prisoner. And at that point in time, because he's still not a mu'min, a believer, he harbors the greatest amount of contempt and hatred for Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And once he sits in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in that little while he is now benefiting from the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is invited by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. we find that this person's heart changes and his heart is now overtaken by the love of Allah and the light of Iman. And then when he leaves, he says, and this is the story of Sumama ibn Sal and other Sahaba, radhiyallahu ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, who have repeatedly said this. What he says, that, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that before I walked in here, before I came to you, you were the most hateful person to me in my eyes. Everything about you I hated. And now when I'm leaving from here, there is nothing and no one more beloved to me than you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what happened there? In that one little gathering, the iman was genuine. They brought genuine iman upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the genuine iman, essentially, it contains the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So once that iman contains the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it brings the level of that person and his iman also on a different pedestal altogether, onto a different level. But over and above that, in today's discussion, we are talking about that love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not only completes his iman, but it increases his virtue itself. That means the person's virtue himself also is much, much more greater. So, one, we discussed that without the love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no iman. To be associated to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam requires a few rights to be fulfilled. We have to make ita'ati Rasul. We have to follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to believe in him. And we have to follow his sunnah and so forth. And one of them is that we have to love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now when we love him, then you must remember this love is rewarded. Allah has been so kind and merciful upon us that he made it such that if you love his beloved, that is why he's Al-Habib, the beloved, then your loving him is going to increase your reward and is going to increase your virtue in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People love things. People love belongings. People love their possessions. People love their friends. People love their relatives. People love whoever. Alhamdulillah. There is a level of permissible love. So you love human beings, whatever it might be, the different levels of love, whether it's love for your parents, love for your brothers and sisters, love for your children, love for your friends, whatever it is, love for your wife, and so forth, the halal love, and then you get the haram love also. In haram love, there is no reward. But in halal love, alhamdulillah, there is reward. But in all this halal love, where a person loves somebody, he has got the option of not loving also. So when it comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only he loves him, he just has to love him because inherently and essentially that love is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him a reward for loving Al-Habib, the most beloved of Allah, the most beloved of creation. And that is Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And such is the virtue of this particular love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it will ensure eternal salvation in the Akhirah. If nothing else happens, if a person's a'mal, and we're not saying we must just deliberately neglect our a'mal, but if for some reason a person was a bit on the weak side of fulfilling certain obligations towards Allah, but his love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is strong, then Allah will make that judgment. We mustn't come and mess around here and say, okay, look, I don't read Salah, I don't fast, and I don't do this, and I don't do that, but you know, I really love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is not right. That is really dangerous. What we do is we try, but if we faulted somewhere, out of our own weakness, we did not do, Allah will know our weakness, but Allah is the only one who also will know what is the level of our love for his Al-Habib, for his most beloved Nabi, for our beloved Nabi, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that in itself will be the cause of salvation in the Akhirah. So we do not neglect this aspect of the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with regard to the love that we are supposed to have for him, there are a number of ahadith where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam He has indicated the importance and the virtue of us loving him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one hadith said that those in my ummah with the strongest love for me are the people who will come after me. This is about me and you, respected listeners. Those in my ummah with the strongest love for me are the people who will come after me. And obviously, it doesn't mean we love him more than the Sahaba. Their love is of a totally different level. For example, a husband loves his wife, okay? And a child also loves his mother. The child, he loves his mother. But it's two different levels of love, so you can't compare. And he said, Allah is talking of a different kind of love. He's saying, the strongest love in my ummah is for those who are going to come after me. Why he says that? He says, some of them are such that they will give their entire family and their wealth just to see me. What kind of love that is? So in this ummah, there are those people who will give every kind of sacrifices they have to, simply because they wanted to see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is on account of the love that they have for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. That is the one thing of the virtue. And we heard the hadith of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I love you more than everything else and anyone else. Likewise, there's another hadith mentioned wherein we find that a person came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mata sa'a? When is Qiyamah? When is Qiyamah? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam obviously does not know when is Qiyamah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. Only Allah got the knowledge of Qiyamah, because that falls in the category of the ilmu al-ghayb, and that is something only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-ghaybu lillah, the ghayb is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not answer to him as to when Qiyamah will be, because he didn't know. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned his attention to something more important, that whenever it is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ma a'adatta laha. What did you prepare for Qiyamah? What are your preparations? So he replied, Ma a'adattu laha min kathiri salatin wala sawmin wala sadaqah. That I have not prepared much in terms of salah. Probably he's referring to nafil salah. Farz inshallah should have been in order because he's sahabi. No optional fast and no optional charity. So in other words, as far as my faraiz is concerned, it's fine, I have done that. But Ubay ibn Nawfal has not prepared much more in too much of the nawafil in this regard. But walakinni uhibbu Allah wa rasulah. Walakinni uhibbu Allah wa rasulah. But I really love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now here he brought about the aspect of his love. And in response, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the glad tidings and the virtue of this particular love that he harbors for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anta ma'a man ahbabta. Anta ma'a man ahbabta. That you will be with the one you love. This hadith is found in Bukhari Sharif, subhanallah. So that is one example that we give in as far as our discussion is concerned regarding love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the virtue, the underlying virtue for loving him. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best to actually decide on the day of Qiyamah. Another beautiful hadith, Safwan ibn Qudama says, I made hijrah to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I made hijrah and I went to him and I said, O Rasulullah, give me your hand. So he gave me his hand. That means in pledging allegiance, giving the bay'ah. Then he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, O Rasulullah, I love you. O Rasulullah, I love you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. a person will be with him who he loves. So if you're telling me that you love me, the virtue and the reward of this particular love for me is that you're going to be with me. So again, we need to ask ourselves that actually, who do we love more? And if we love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more, then the virtue and the reward for that is going to be that we will be honored with being with him on in Jannah, inshaAllah. Likewise, there's another narration mentioned with regard to, reported by Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the hands of Hazrat Hassan and Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. He took their hands. أخذ بيد حسن وحسين فقال من أحبني, whoever loves me, وأحب هذين, and he loves these two, وأباهما وأمهما, and he loves their father and their mother, كان معي في درجتي يوم القيامة, then he will be with me on the day of Qiyamah in the same level. He will be with me. So alhamdulillah, we the Ahlul Sunnah, we the Sunnis, we have made it part of our deen to love Allah, to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to love all the Sahaba, to love the Ahl Bayt, that is the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his family, every one of his, all his wives. And we love Sayyidina Ali, we love Sayyidina Fatima, we love the entire family. And that is what makes us real Sunnis and make us real Ahlul Sunnah. Our deen is based on loving all of them, because the virtue of loving them all is going to be that we will be with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. We do not exclude some members of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the Ahl Bayt, and we say not only that ones we love and those we don't love. We don't make our deen such that we harbor hatred and enmity for some of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's family and the others we don't. We love all of them without any condition. We love them unconditionally and we love them truly. And that's what makes us on the straight path of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the Sunnis, alhamdulillah. We continue. A beautiful other hadith. One person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, la anta ahabba ilayya min ahli wa mali, that you, in fact, I definitely love you more than I love my family and I love my possessions. And he says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa inni la adhkuruka, that I always think about you and I always remember you, and I am unable to wait for ma asbaru hatta aji'a, that فَأَنْظُرُوا إِلَيْكَ, that I can't wait. When can I be with you? When can I come and have a look at you? I love you so much. That is how he expressed his love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then وَإِنِّي ذَكَرْتُ مَوْتِي وَمَوْتَكَ, then I think of my death and your death, and I feel to myself فَعَرَفْتُ أَنَّكَ إِذَا دَخَلْتَ الْجَنَّةَ رَفَعْتَ مِنْ مَعَ النَّبِيِّينَ, that when you are going to be in Jannah, you are going to be with the Anbiya alayhi salam. You are going to be in another level altogether. I'm not even a Nabi. I'm nothing. I'm just an ordinary person. And this thing here worries me that when I enter it, I will not see you. I am worried. وَإِنْ دَخَلْتُهَا لَا أَرَاكَ, I will not see you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse. أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Allah has revealed this verse, that whoever obeys Allah and the Messenger of Allah, those are they whom Allah has blessed among the prophets, the true ones, the martyrs, and the right doers, and they are the best of companions. In other words, if you have got this love and you are following the rites that you are supposed to follow, then you are going to be with those who are going to be your best companions. In other words, you will be with the Nabiyeen, you will be with the Siddiqeen, you will be with the Shuhada, you will be with the Salihin. I will be among the Nabiyeen and you will be with them and you will be with me. So again, a beautiful great guidance given here by Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. One more hadith we conclude. A person came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he carried on staring at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كَانَ رَجُلًا إِنَّ النَّبِيَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِ لَا يَطْرِفُ. He continued, you know, staring at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now if anybody stares at anyone, even we'll start feeling uncomfortable. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَا بَعْلُكَ. What's wrong with you? Why are you looking at me like this? The man replied, Allahu Akbar. بِأَبِي وَأُمِّي. May my father and mother be sacrificed for you. فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. When it is going to be the day of Qiyamah, رَفَعَكَ اللَّهُ بِتَفْضِيلِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to raise you up because of his bounty of you, because of his higher value of you. You're going to be gone somewhere else, and where will I be? That's why I'm looking at you with this love. When will I see you again? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to another narration, revealed this verse, or Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this verse which was revealed to him before, which we have recited early on. فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ. They will be worth مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالْأَنْبِيَا وَالصِّدِّقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. And one other hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ أَحَبَّنِي كَانَ مَعِيَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. He who loves me will be with me in Jannah. So again, he is Al-Habib, not just the beloved, he is the beloved. And our love for him, inshaAllah, is such that it is placed in our heart, in our iman, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that in itself will ensure for us eternal salvation and the highest stages of Jannah, and most importantly, the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala increase us in love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ. السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.